Hey, this is Trenton Smiley, and you're listening to Hook, Line, and Smiley. There. I said it. Can I go back to watching The Office now?
It's been another long day. Don't get in my way. It's time to have a little fun. Everybody say, whoa!
Here we go again. I can't do this staring at you like...
I hear you through my door. Should I shut my door?
Yeah. Shut your door. Turn your radio off, please. We're not going to be able to get through this. This is going to... I hope our listeners appreciate what we're doing.
Can you shut those doors behind you so it doesn't look so messy? Because that's the problem.
How's that?
Oh, that's... I mean, look at it. It looks so much better.
So much cleaner. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hook, Line, and Smiley, episode 44, take 3. Take 34. If you're watching this on video, which by the way, if you're hearing this, this is the first time we are doing video because, I mean, my wife is so gorgeous. How could you not look at that face whenever you see that? We have run into some technical difficulties. Evidently, all the machines in our house have decided to get together and make a suicide pack. So first it was our refrigerator. Then it evidently was Sarah's curling iron. And then our dishwasher broke last night, and then our podcast equipment broke. So we are doing this through Zoom, and we're recording the video. Are you gonna do this with the mask on the whole time?
Yeah.
You know, you can see that this is gonna be terrible because I don't know how to edit the video part of it.
So they're just gonna get a raw version of us.
Well, I can edit all this out. Mm-hmm. For the actual Hook, Line, and Smiley podcast, but the rest of it. So, all right. So we want to thank Mac Powell and the Family Reunion for our intro music.
We do.
He's been on the podcast before, and we always start with our woo moment of the week.
It's quickly dissipating. I had a woo moment yesterday. Don't have quite a woo moment today. So
we really did. We did about an hour and 15 minute podcast. And then we went back to listen to it and it was all jumbled and crackly. And I mean, it was such a good podcast, guys. Like it was, you know, I actually did kind of fix the dishwasher. Remember it was making that noise and stuff.
It was flooding though. Our kitchen was flooded.
But that's why, I wish we could have saved yesterday's podcast. So I fixed the dishwasher because it was making a noise. So I opened it up and I fixed it. Then it decided on its own, not because of anything I did, it decided that it was going to flood. So it started flooding right before we... What are you doing?
I'm making the hand motions to what the story you're telling, like dead. Dishwasher dead.
And so we had to postpone our podcast so that we could clean up the water on our dishwasher. And then remember, and I told the story about how when you first moved in, you. What?
I heard a noise.
That was the trash can.
Uh-huh.
Come on, man. Don't leave me hanging. Do it again. No, remember I said that whenever you first moved in, you took the dishwasher completely apart.
Yes.
And I snuck around and took a photo of you taking the dishwasher apart because I really wanted to post, look at my new dishwasher fixing my old dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided not to post that. That was, I
and
thought.
And because of that, we just celebrated our second anniversary.
Yeah, that's right. So I thought that showed a lot of restraint.
Good job. Good job, Bob.
Oh, I also told you about, because I had just gotten back from Colorado. I was in Colorado this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to wake up at like 4 a.m. It was in the middle of a snowstorm and I had to drive to the airport. And so I went down to the lobby to get coffee before I left. And the checkout lady, you know, was checking me out like you do. And she goes, all right, well, be safe out there because it's really slippery. I know slippery is not a real word, but, you know, I like to make words up. And that's like... That messed with my mind because slippery is a word.
Mm-hmm.
Are you it's cutting out or?
No.
Okay.
This is me getting to make facial expressions while you talk, you know, like the last episode.
Yeah, but now people can see you. So I'm a little more conscious about it.
Mm-hmm.
But she said slippery wasn't a word. And I'm wondering if she just did that because that kept me awake driving to the airport early in the morning in a snowstorm. I kept just going, I know slippery is a word, you know, and we talked about what?
I said, yeah, you do.
This is, guys, I'm so sorry. We will try to get our podcast equipment fixed So we do not have to do.
You can't edit this. You can't edit this.
So
I'm gonna be sweet.
Okay. All right. What's your woo moment of the week?
My woo moment. What was my woo moment of the week?
It was me coming home, I think.
It was you. It was you returning home.
And now you can't even remember it.
From work, you actually had 2 gigs this weekend. And I traveled to my parents' house to help them and hang out a little bit. And so we did not see each other, I think, for about 72 hours. It was a pretty long stint. Probably the longest time that we've spent apart since March. So
you know how, guys, you get home from a job or you've been away for a while and your wife, like, runs and meets you at the door? Like, she met me as I was exiting the freeway, like, on the frontage road, came up.
I was on the feeder road, right next to the guy with the Trump sign. I was like, Pop Smiley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He stopped to shake his hand, but then.
Yeah, I was ready for you to be home.
Yeah.
I did seriously run into your arms as soon as you walked in the door. That's not a joke.
Yeah, you really did. Like, it was sweet. Because of COVID and me being, what's it called? Unemployed.
Unemployed, yeah.
Almost homeless.
Yeah, we've had a lot of time together.
So
been good, but it's nice to miss you too. It was a good feeling.
Yeah, it was a good feeling to go out on the road. Oh, that's another thing I talked about. This is all going to be boring to you now because I've already told the story. But
no, it's not boring. Just act like it's new.
So Friday night,
I can fake it.
Friday night, I was on the. I was performing at a comedy club in San Antonio, and comedy clubs can be tough because of the crowds. You don't ever know if they're actually there to really, like, laugh or if they're just there because, like, their friends drug them to, you know, like, it's not like coming to a Bob Smiley concert. They're just going.
There was queso.
There was what?
Queso.
There was queso. It was in a Mexican restaurant that had kind of converted to a comedy club, and they did a phenomenal job. But there was a group of ladies over to the left, and they were laughing at my show. I was about 10 minutes in it, and one of the ladies pulls out her phone, and she starts looking something up, and then she's listening to this video, and she starts laughing out loud while I'm not doing a punchline. Like, I'm doing a setup bit. It was when I was doing the new bit about you and me in Walmart. Mm-hmm. And I was doing that, and it was doing really well in the rest of the room. But she takes her phone and starts playing this video for all her friends, and they start laughing at the table. So then I'm like, okay, I gotta defuse this. I can't let her sit there and watch whatever it is. So I just got really quiet, and I just kind of peeked over to see what it was. And when I got super
quiet, can I guess?
Go ahead.
It was Dustin Nickerson.
See, that hurts me deeply. Mm-hmm. How do you mute on Zoom? There's got to be a way. You mute me
and you don't snuggle with me tonight.
All right. Unmuted. No, it was me. I got super quiet and all of a sudden in the room, you could hear me and they were playing one of my videos. So here's what happened. They didn't know who I was. They thought I was hilarious. And so one of them pulled up the phone to see what else I was doing, you know, on YouTube. And so she looked up the Weed California bit, which is one of my favorite bits. But she looked that one up and was playing it and laughing at it. And I was like, I'm right here. Like, I'm right here. I take requests. So, you know, like, look through the YouTube list. And if you see something you want me to talk about, I'll talk. It was so weird. I'd never been heckled by myself before. Like, it was just weird. And I just wonder your thoughts on that. Like, do you think people are going to kind of forget how to be socially acceptable when they get back out into groups and stuff? Or
I think that people that entered quarantine times without couth, any, you know, kind of like you're saying, like decency, rules of engagement kind of thing, I think it's going to be way worse. But I think for the most part, people that did have, you know, rules and boundaries and know how to act in public, they're going to be excited to be out in public. They're going to behave. That's what I think. But I think that somebody that would pass around a phone at a comedy concert was doing it way before quarantine. That's just my opinion.
Okay, that makes sense. But so you think she would have done that no matter what? It's not that she's been shut in for a long time.
No,
so.
She might have needed something with salt on the rim. I don't know. I did have another woo moment.
Okay, hit us.
Okay, so I was in Galveston, like I said, visiting my parents this weekend. And we mostly just hung out at home and went through some stuff. They're getting ready to move. And so I was helping my mom sort through some things. And so we had a really nice dinner and at home and we're hanging out. And around 7:30 or so, my dad said, you know what we need? Hey Mikey's, which if you don't know Hey Mikey's, you don't know ice cream. So it's like a really famous ice cream shop there in Galveston. Very beloved, the best ice cream on the planet. So we hopped in the car as fast as we could, went the, you know, 0.5 miles to the ice cream shop because everything's closed there.
Yeah.
And went in and got ice cream. Now you have to wear a mask. So I'm literally, I mean, it's not this bad. It's more like this, but not very much of my face was showing. And I had like my hair, not in a turban, but up, you know, and so you're not really expecting to like see anybody, you know, or talk to anybody. So my dad and I get up there to order and she's like, wait, I know you. And my dad's pretty, you know, recognizable and well-known in the area. And so I just assumed she was talking about him. And I kind of looked at him. And as a joke, I pulled my mask down. And I was like, yeah, I used to live here. An obvious joke because he's the one they recognize. Yeah. And she's like, oh, it is you. And I, at that point, I realized she was talking about me. And she said, you're Bob Smiley's wife. And I said, I am. And so we got into this really great conversation. She's a super fan of yours. She's been to a couple of shows, but she'd never had the guts to like come up and say, hey. And so I told her to do that next time that we were, you know, that you were touring and everything. And so she was really great, but that's the first time that's ever happened to me. Like I've never been recognized. And I think it's really odd that this is what they recognize. That's what I was saying. My mask earlier, like you can still see what I'm saying. I'm pretty expressive with those bad boys.
I don't know. Your eyes are what got me. So it's, well, it was one of the things that got me. Well, that's always interesting to me because that happened to us when we were dating and I was down on the island with you and we went to Kroger and then we got back to your apartment to feed your kids. And I think I saw it on like on Instagram or somebody said, hey, I just saw you in Kroger, but I didn't want to bug you. And I'm like, why wouldn't you come up and just say hi? I mean,
because
I guess
that was them recognizing you and I was with you, but I've never been recognized without you. That like, that's, so, and I've never been recognized. Like that's so, that was really weird. That was a weird experience. Just, I wish I'd washed my hair.
That for a long time, there was a family that would shop at Sam's about the same time that I would shop at. And it, I would always go to Sam's after I went to the gym. So I just looked like a drowned rat, you know, like just really bad. Mm-hmm. And this family, and the first time they recognized me, I was like, oh, that was awkward because they want to take a photo and like my hair is all fried up and I just, you know, I'm sweaty. I'm like sweat pits and all this kind of stuff. Super just not how I want to be photographed. But I took a photograph with them. And then like, I think the next week they were in there again and they were like, hey, hey, do you mind if we get another? And so then I started dressing up for a while.
Yeah. Shower at the gym.
Yeah. And so I started like actually bringing a nicer shirt or shirt that I was like, okay, I want this because for a while they would take a photo.
How many pictures do they need of you?
They took, I want to say they took like six or seven different photos. I haven't seen them in a while, but they really were showing up. Like,
why wouldn't you just say no, thanks? Like, I just saw you last week.
Well, because I don't know. I feel your bad. No, I think it's sweet that people, you know, if they want to do a photo of me, it's not like because of my ego. It just means like my comedy has meant something to them.
Right, but six times in a row, that's like, babe, that's a little stalkerish.
Here's what I think. I think the first time I looked so bad and then I gradually started looking better. And so I think they were like tracking my progress.
Okay.
On how, yeah, like, I think they were hoping to eventually get me in a suit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like I was going to speak or something like that. So, but
you have to marry, you have to marry you to get you in a suit.
Yeah, that's right. I did. Yeah, I bought a suit to get for us married. Well, that's cool. So any other woo moments for you?
No.
I have a different one than I had last night.
Really?
Yeah. And it is, I'm going to steal yours almost every single week.
Okay.
It's you.
What?
You're my woo moment. So our 21-year-old is Coulter and he, moved back in for a pretty extended period of time in our house. He decided that college was not right for him based on a letter that he got from the college. And so he decided he was going to get a job, but he got a job south of us. And so he has an apartment north of us by about 45 minutes, but decided that it was better to live here to go to his job. So he moved in, but he still had his apartment that he had just recently got. Like he had gotten the apartment and that's whenever he got this better job down in Houston. I'm trying to explain why he didn't have electricity for a month in his apartment. Mm-hmm. So I kept bugging him saying, you know, hey, did you get the electricity turned on? No, I'm going to. And there were a couple of times he went up there and spent the night at his apartment, like on the weekends and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he just didn't have electricity. Like he slummed it, which I would have been, that's the way I would have done it. I wouldn't have turned my electricity on when I was single living in Nashville. If I would have thought of that, I thought you had to have it on. So I kind of got it, but also I was like, the kid needs electricity. Well, he just got a new job, and so he's going to move back out and into his apartment full time. He couldn't get the electricity turned on. So here's my woo moment. You yesterday took him aside, got all the information, got on the phone, talked to the lady, you figured out what the problem was, and you helped him get set up with electricity. And that was a huge woo moment because, you know, when we went through, you know, the divorce and everything, he was older than his brothers. And so he was more aware of what all was going on and all that. So he doesn't have any relationship with his mom. And that has been like a real like struggle in just my life of like worrying about him and stuff. And like, I feel like he has a loving mom now. And that was such a mom moment that, you know, I felt like I had a partner and somebody helped, somebody truly loving him. And he appreciated it too, because, you know, I got home and I was like, did you get set up? And he's like, yeah, Sarah got me set up. And, you know, I'm supposed to check my email tomorrow. And like, he kind of repeated everything that you'd already told me, mm-hmm. but like, he totally appreciated, like, it was a great mother-son moment that I got to witness that I didn't think I would witness with him. So aww. That was kind of my woo moment. You just wanted him out of the house? Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
No, that's not totally true. Like, he well has done. An apartment. He has an apartment that he's paying for. He does need to be there versus yeah. here. Yeah. And he needs his independence. And so he did tell me. I didn't, like, really push in until he told me that he had called and they told him. And I just felt like as a mom, and I'm a pretty aggressive person anyway, but I felt like as a mom, they were kind of giving him the runaround. So I texted him back and I was like, hey, maybe they just need a mean mom to call and badger him a little bit. And he put LOL, yeah, they do. And so I was like, okay, that's the green light. So I asked him for all the information, called, and they actually ended up being really nice, but it did take about half a day
to yeah
the process. So
yeah,
I was and glad that, I did it.
That was so great. And then my other woo moment is Halloween. You actually let me decorate the house, and
I'm kind of regretting it.
Well, but it kind of leads in my poo moment, because you did say, and we talked about this on the podcast, you were like, yeah, because I brought out like a little shoebox and I was like, hey, while you and Dylan and Mason are going camping, can I set up some Halloween decorations? And I think I had some little tiny pumpkins in there. And you were like, oh, yeah, sure. And so as soon as you closed the door and drove away, I was like, all right, boys, get out the crates. And so we started getting all the Halloween stuff. So when you came home, it looked like, you know, what's the Halloween store that Spirit Halloween?
It looked Party City.
Yeah, it looked like Party City when you came back in.
Yeah, it did. I did Party City / Haunted House / Fright Fest. Yeah.
So anyway, it kind of looked like that. And you got home and you're like, okay, yeah, this is fine. It's a little more than I thought and everything. Well, now I know why. Because we went out to eat tonight.
We did. We had a date night.
Yeah. Well, we had a date night and one of us had an agenda.
No, I didn't have an agenda. Oh. I just can't think. Okay. I can't think when I'm in this house with all these people that need something all the time. And I get you alone, like, rarely. And so, and it's usually talking through a bathroom door because you're sitting. And so I was like, this is even a better environment to, like, and my brain just starts thinking about, you know, family things and house things and us things. And
real
it wasn't
quick,
calculated. I'm not Bob Smiley. It wasn't that calculated. You know me.
Okay. But side note, we got recognized in the restaurant tonight.
We did. We
tell
did.
That story?
I think we did. Like, you're like, oh, we should go back and give him a picture. But I was like, what if we're wrong? Then you're like the weirdo that's like, hey,
yeah,
am I famous enough? You know, like, well, I don't want to be weird. But we sat there and we were having dinner and you were just staring lovingly into my eyes the whole time. So you didn't see this going on, but over your shoulder, there was a mom and a daughter and I saw them playing on their phones. Like everybody plays on their phone sitting in a restaurant. So I didn't think anything of it. And then the girl was like tapping and she started bouncing, like really excited. And she's like, see, see, and she's pointing to her phone and she's turning around. And I was like, oh my gosh, I think she recognizes Bob. So of course, I stopped crying. I started laughing, you know, so we look happy, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, we walked out.
You know what? We've got to quit bringing our bills with us to go over when we go out to eat.
Yeah, money, finances, and kids are off limits. We can't talk about that. But no, seriously, we were having a good time. So I didn't really want to like say something that moment because I knew you'd walk up to them.
Oh, yeah.
So we went outside, and I was like, I think those people recognized us. And you're like, what? Should we go back in? I'm like, yeah, but if we're wrong, and you walk up, and you're like, were you looking for me? Like, what do you even say? Like, you want a picture? Like, it just, there's no way to not sound like a arrogant booty hole.
Yeah. I'll give you 30 seconds.
I came back in.
Yeah.
Because I'm so busy.
Yeah. So it was the mom and daughter couple then, right?
Mm-hmm.
That walked in. Okay. I did notice that she was staring at us, but I also was eating ice cream and was a little messy with it. And so I didn't know if that's why.
A little.
Then we sat down. And then that's whenever we started like staring at each other's eyes. I find that you'll kiss me more if I've had ice cream.
Yeah.
So that's a little trick of the trade. All right. So back to our story.
Which was the restaurant. We went on a date. We were talking about how I was manipulating you, but that's really not what was going on.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. With Halloween. So you've been totally cool with all my decorations and all this stuff. And then you were like, what would you think about a 10-foot Grinch? You know, it's like, hey, I used to be married one. And then you were like, well, let me just show you some decorations that I've gotten. And you pull your phone up, which I didn't know could hold a terabyte of.
No.
And you start showing me all the Christmas decorations.
No, it's just a plan. I don't even have them yet.
Oh, I thought you ordered like.
No, I haven't ordered any. I was like, so for the front of the house, this is what I have. This is what I was thinking. And I'm a bargain shopper. And we don't exactly have like a ton of extra money, except I feel like I've been putting aside, you don't really know this, but like a portion of my money every month. So it's going to be like the North Pole up in here. So I'm fine that it's like Hallow's Eve all over. I mean, our toilet's orange, but come November 1st, all bets are off. We may do a few fall leaves and then it's like Jesus' birthday, North Pole / Elf / Grinch. Yeah. Nice. You have to admit that Grinch is pretty cool.
The Grinch was awesome. And the deer. No, I'm with you. I'm with you because I'm not anti other holidays. I just really like Halloween. So I appreciate it. But then when you were showing me all that, I didn't know you had saved up money. Because when you were showing me the whole thing, I was like, I felt like I was on The Price is Right. Where I was like, okay, that's got to retail like $198. That one's, you know, I didn't see any $1 item.
Yeah, there was no $1.
So I was like, okay, I was trying to calculate it all up for the showcase showdown.
I'll probably have a plan, like a 5-year plan. Mm-hmm. So I'll acquire some different things each year. Like I like to shop after Christmas and get it all half off. So you're safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to get like $2 a pumpkin from and a skull for all the stuff I'm selling from the living room. So we'll be good.
No. I'm packing that up, baby. That's tradition. Mm-hmm. We're creating traditions together.
4 days. You got 4 days.
to what? Get it all packed up?
Yeah, for it to be out, and then it's going for sale.
No, I thought
on the fifth day it's going for sale.
I thought you said December 1st.
Nope.
December.
Wait, am I backwards?
Right now, you are in your thinking.
November 1st.
I can't. We'll be camping.
Yeah, we won't. We won't be camping. Doesn't look like we're going to be camping. We're going to be cleaning up Halloween. I'm going to be having surgery.
That's true. You got to give me till after the surgery.
No, you're not having surgery. You'll be fine.
I am having surgery.
Not November 1st.
Right. Like right after that.
We have like a week to get that stuff down.
Oh, I don't think so.
Welcome to Hook, Line, and Smiley. This is us arguing.
You have to do pre-op.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's going to take me like a week to get prepared for my surgery. Guys, I have this little place on my face. Oh, I can actually show it because it's video now. I have this place on my face that is, don't do that now.
You're like showing your ugliness on your face. Like nobody wants to see that.
It didn't look bad. Anyway, I've got this cancer thing on my face. It's no big deal. They're going to cut it off. It's a basal molecularian.
Yes. Did you see what I changed your appointment name to?
Yeah. To the Bob should have worn sunscreen skin appointment or something like that.
Yeah.
Very, very snarky. Yeah. Way to make fun of cancer. I really appreciate that. But yeah, I am having that cut off on, and I had it on my nose here. Some of our listeners, I bet, were around. So the first time I had this done, they were like, you got cancer on your nose. We're going to have to cut it off. And I was like, okay, what does that entail? And they were like, it's not a big deal. They go, they graft some skin from your neck. They place it, they cut the little bit of cancer off your nose, and then they place the skin over your nose. You get a little Band-Aid, and then you're done. And I was like, oh, okay, because I'm in the middle of a tour, so I could get that done. And they were like, oh, yeah, I'll be fine. So I go downtown. First of all, it took like 2.5 hours of them cutting on me and then sampling the skin and coming back and going, no, we got to do some more, cutting more. Then they graft the skin off my neck, which like really hurts. And they sew it on, and I'm seeing like a mirror, them sewing this black round circle on my nose. So I'm looking like Frankenstein, like a, you know, and this was after Halloween. So it wasn't even useful.
Yeah.
And then they put, the only way I know how to describe it is they put a sleeping bag across my face, like full on across my face. And they were like, you need to leave that there for 2 weeks. And I was like, what? My dermatologist just said that like it was going to be a little Band-Aid and everything. And the guy was like, oh no, you've got to leave that on there. And I was flying out to go on tour with Hawkins the next day.
So what did you do?
I took the sleeping bag off and put a little Band-Aid on it. And it did jack it up. It like pulled the stitches off. And so you can kind of see where it was. So I probably shouldn't have done that, but I was going out for 4 days. Here was a super sweet deal. So I tweeted about it or put on Instagram or something. And I was like, so guys, I'm going to have a Band-Aid on my nose. That's what it is. It's super awkward. But just, you know, so I don't have to answer the question all the time. Look for the Band-Aid boy, you know, Band-Aid Bob. So the second night, this whole group of people showed up and they had Band-Aids on their nose. And they called themselves the Bob Band-Aid Brigade. Like, it was so cool. It was very supportive and awesome. So,
I mean, I wore a Band-Aid on my nose once. I don't want to be known as Band-Aid Bob the rest of my life.
That's a great callback. That's a great callback. I want to see if people know what you're referencing.
Okay.
Don't say anymore. If you know what she's referencing, email us at hooklineandsmiley@gmail.com. All right. Poo moments.
Poo moment. What was my poo moment yesterday?
You said you didn't have one because you were so deliriously happy and in love. Okay, this is a video, but I have to blow my nose.
No, just put the screen on me so it's not recording you blowing your nose. My poo moment. Oh, my goodness. I'll keep talking so your microphone's not on.
That's Can you hear that?
I can see your ring light. Yeah, it was like an elephant blowing his nose. An elephant with sinus problems. I think my poo moment was I have not been sleeping lately. And so I'm just tired all the time. I woke up this morning and I said, oh, as soon as I get off work, can I come home and take a nap? And you're like, yeah, knowing that that was not going to happen. But it was super sweet to say that.
Yeah.
And I'm just tired all the time. So
I slept through the night last night.
I did. But I took so much melatonin that I think when I woke up this morning, I was just kind of like,
You're out of it.
But I was really glad. I really almost called in sick just because I was just so strung out. And I thought, no, I'm not, going to do that.
Yeah.
And so I got to work and there were three teachers missing. Three out of six of us. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Three out of six. There's only six teachers. Yeah. I was counting. But yeah, three out of six of us were gone. So
that's like 2/3.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. So it was a good thing. But I get two sick days. Here's my dilemma. Maybe this is our iffy moment. Like you get two sick days, right? You're not familiar with this because you haven't been an employee or whatever, had to get vacation and sick days, but you get sick days.
I worked at Video Spot videotape rental place right out of high school.
So 1985. But anyway, so I get sick days. Well, you get paid for those, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
So if you do. So if you don't take them, you don't, you know, you went to work and you could have not gone to work and gotten paid.
So you just lose
so
it.
Like, do you use those when you're not really sick? Or is that considered dishonest because you're not really sick?
A father goes and asks his two sons to do something. And the first one says that he will do it, but then he doesn't go and do it. The second one says he won't do it, but then he does go back, change his mind, and he does it. Which one does what the father asks?
The one that says he wouldn't do it and went and did it.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does that help me?
It didn't. I just read that in the Bible today. I thought it was interesting.
Okay. Well, I didn't take any sick days last year. So, and I feel like I got robbed.
Yeah. Well, I think you feel a cough coming on in November.
Yeah. Allergic to all these Halloween decorations. You better get them down.
We agreed December
1st. Oh my gosh. When I just made that, better get them down. That sounds like Maya Rudolph.
Oh, yeah. You even did your head back like that.
I know. She's like,
we quote her quite a bit from Bridesmaids.
Yeah, we do.
What are our quotes?
That's a terrible movie. We're not recommending it, but it has amazing quotes.
I saw it on TBS, so it was edited. It was apple.
So good.
But so many times you go, okay, this is happening. This is happening. It's happening right here. This is happening.
Well, there's something that's happening beyond my control, and it's super uncomfortable, which seems to happen a lot since I met you. Yeah, that quote fits.
Okay, this is happening.
Do you have a poo moment?
I didn't until yesterday. And I don't even think I talked about this last night, but the podcast isn't working, our podcast machines. But I don't know what it is, because there's like 8 different parts of our podcast. And I don't want to keep buying one piece at a time to figure out what's wrong.
Well, I feel like we need new mics. I really want one of those like old timey mics like you see on like Letterman's desk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think those are so cool. So I think we need to save up some money or do a, crowdfund? I don't know. What do to raise money? We have some pretty generous listeners.
Yeah, we've had some people. You guys have donated really well. So, but if you are enjoying this and you do want to support us for the first time, or if you want to, you know, it's been a while since you have supported us and you're starting to feel bad about yourself. then my PayPal.
You want those prayers to start being answered?
If you want,
I have touched Shonda's jacket. So if you want to get close to the girl that's touched Shonda's jacket,
the hem of her garment, and she was healed immediately.
And look, no poison ivy.
Yeah, you're done. Oh, did you tell people about your note?
What note?
In your lunch today?
I didn't.
Because it's on my desk. Can I show them since it's video?
Yes, you can show them.
Okay, she loves math, so
I love math.
I sent her a math equation. Now,
you don't put the square root of E, or G.
Okay, but that was supposed to be a 9.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to try to make this okay for the listeners, the people that are just listening to the podcast. Mm-hmm. So it says 128 divided by E980. And the
square root of.
Yeah,
that's not divided by.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah, that's a square root.
Okay, well, I'm
kind of impressed. That's like.
Well, I knew it was a math something, and I needed a V, okay?
Yeah.
Are you guys seeing this? So that's what it says. But it's on folded paper, so when you pull this up, what does it say?
Oh, it says Sarah's the best.
No, it says
I love you.
Because I love you. Because
he puts a note in my lunch every day I go to work. It's super sweet.
So anyway, PayPal is bob@bobsmiley.com. I don't know why. Because I saw the note on my desk over here. Because when you throw them away, I try to save them and recycle them.
So right.
And
that works because I forget what happened last week. So yeah.
Anyway, if you do enjoy this podcast and you do want to support us, we really probably are going to have to get new mics. it's so frustrating.
Hey, I have an idea.
Let me say this before because I don't want to stay on this topic because I don't like asking for money. bob@bobsmiley.com is my PayPal, and my Venmo is bob-smiley-3. Hey, does anybody have an idea?
You love asking for money, so let's just set the record straight there. I do have an idea. Since we're kind of doing this new platform with video, at least this week or until we get our equipment fixed, what about if we did a recording with our fans?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we're on a Zoom call right now, but we could actually send the link to this and invite people onto the Zoom call. Now, we wouldn't necessarily record every single thing. We could if it ends up being appropriate, but we could sell passes or tickets. Are you listening?
I am listening.
What are you saying?
Huh?
What are you saying?
I'm sorry, but your hair looks so great. I don't, how is your hair stay this healthy and shiny?
Well, Bob.
Okay, put it back.
Would you like for me to show you my hair is crazy? See, the turban was good.
It does look good. No, let's finish your thought, because I like where you're going with this. What were you saying?
We could have an interactive Zoom call where we set up a link, and if you want to be a part of the Zoom call, you can pay a certain amount of money, and that gives you a ticket into our recording of our podcast. So we could do a podcast recording where they get to watch it live. They would all be muted maybe until the end.
Yeah.
So, because I don't like getting interrupted. Or then, so that would be one thing. And then another thing I thought of is we could do a smaller group where it's not recorded and they just get to ask us questions, like whatever they want. And we could do like a more intimate group.
Okay.
And that would be a different ticket. What do y'all think?
I think it's a great idea.
I think so too. And okay. I love when we were doing our Instagram lives, like I loved interacting with fans, but you couldn't really talk to each other and answer all the questions and monitor the comments and all that kind of stuff. So I think it'd be really, really, really fun.
Okay. So you guys would be looking for a special Hook, Line, and Smiley podcast fan edition where you guys can actually be a part of it. Mm-hmm. Let me find out how much microphones are and then we'll decide what the ticket price will be.
That's a great idea. Okay, good job.
That is a great idea. Okay, I'm sorry. I just can't stop looking at your healthy, just thick, glorious hair. Have you been doing something different in the last 3 years?
Well, Bob.
Smiley.com.
I'm so glad you asked. So one of our sponsors that we love to talk about is Monate Hair Care, and they also have a skincare line. It is made in the USA. It is 100% vegan, natural, and it actually meets European standards. So the U.S. has about 200 carcinogens and toxins that you cannot put in products. The European standards are about 10 times that. Okay, so they make a full line of hair care products for, so whatever your hair needs are, oily, dry, curly, not enough of, they have everything that you need. Every single product has a little bit of a hair growth ingredient in it. And then they also make a full line of skincare products. And I think that's it. So if you want more information, you can email us at hookline and smiley.com. And like Bob mentioned earlier, I've been using the products for about 3 years. I had some hair loss issues from thyroid and things like that, and it's leveled everything out and made it much more manageable. And then if you want, so like I said, if you want more information, you can email us at hookline and smiley@gmail.com and just put M-O-N-A-T in the subject line, Monate, and we will get back to you on what products work for you. So by purchasing those products, if you haven't connected the dots, that helps support our podcast. So
nicely done.
Thanks.
And I think we should keep our iffy moment from last night.
Okay.
Failed podcast, because we kind of stumbled on it. We didn't plan it. I had a totally different iffy moment, but I liked where, because you came up with the idea of like Halloween is an iffy moment with us, because mm-hmm. you grew up totally different. I'll share my side first really quick, and then you kind of tell the listeners how you grew up.
Okay.
I grew up, again, Christian home, but they had no problem with Halloween. And first of all, we grew up in a town with 281 people, and we grew up way out in the country. So if you want...
Wait, what was your idea of an industrial business?
A 200-pound Avon lady. Ask me how many buildings we had.
How many buildings did you have?
We had a school, and then we had, it was a store. It was called a drive-through tobacco barn. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what went on there. I think Redneck just pulled up and said, fill her up, please.
See, I don't even need to go out anymore. You can go out. You just need to cut your hair.
I can destroy
you. You can come out and
destroy your show. I can destroy your reputation and your show in one night.
It'd be great if you could pull that off and people would be like, man, he got rusty.
You remember when I tried that when we were in Galveston? We did a Facebook Live and I tried it. You're like, I'll give you 5 minutes. I was like, whatever, I got this. And I couldn't even get my name out in 5 minutes. It was terrible. So I bow down. You are the greatest.
So you had to want to trick or treat at our mm-hmm. at our place. Now we would. So what we do is we drive into the downtown era was the name. We would drive to the downtown part and we would trick or treat those four houses, and then you're out to farmhouses. So you had to have somebody drive you. Really, there was no hey, I'm gonna run down the street. Like
yeah, kids have it so easy these days.
Yeah. So growing up out there did have its disadvantages, but my parents, and especially my mom, just went out on costumes. I shared this with you, but she made me a Frankenstein costume that I've got to find the photo and post it tomorrow when this comes out. Tonight's Tuesday night?
Tonight is Tuesday night, yes.
Okay, so I still have one day to edit this. I just panicked for a second. I was like, oh, this is supposed to come out in the morning. So I'll try to find the photo of me and my brother. She made a bat costume for my brother. She made a Frankenstein costume of me. And I look back and I was like, that was brilliant. That was genius. Because you couldn't just run to the store because Ira didn't have stores and
right.
you know, buy all that stuff. So she had to like create all that stuff. And my best memory of really being into Halloween and to costumes and stuff, because I still dress up and go around with my kids. You know, last year we didn't because, you know, Xander had a game and my kids are getting older and stuff. So I was at the football game. You got to partake. But I normally dress up. And when Coulter and I was doing it, we would dress up. And then late at night, we would wait for a bit. And then we'd switch costumes. Like we'd put different mm-hmm. costumes on and mm-hmm. then go around the neighborhood again.
I can see you doing that just for the free candy.
Yeah, we did candy cleanup is kind of what we called it. But so mm-hmm. I've always been into it. But my eighth grade year, somebody threw a big eighth grade party. And it was really like there was going to be a costume contest and there was going to be some other things and stuff. My mom spent hours shaping me into Freddy Krueger and, you know, got the little fake, you know, burn scar stuff and all that. And I looked like Freddy Krueger. Like it was such a great costume. And I showed up and I realized all my friends just, they were going there just to like chase girls. Mm-hmm. And the girls were there to be chased because, again, this was, you know, a little small town. And so there was really nothing to do. You know, there wasn't, we had three TV channels. There wasn't even cable, you know,
right.
NBC, CBS, and then like some gospel golf channel thing. Mm-hmm. We had nothing to do. And so in eighth grade, that's when you started getting really, you know, interested. So all my friends showed up and they were like, you know, one of my friends had a cape on. And I was like, what are you? And he's like, I don't know, some superhero. Well, you know, where's Dana? You know, like they were all
yeah.
And I'm in this full Freddy Krueger costume. And I remember they had a bobbing for apples. I decided not to do that because I wanted to win the costume contest. Are you doing another callback to my, okay, if you're watching the video, post down below if you know the joke she's referencing. So I didn't do bobbing for apples. I told part of this story last night and you made a really good joke. You were like, for you to give up a free apple, like that was, a video, but it really was like I was looking.
Why didn't you bob for apples though? Why didn't you bob for apples?
Because I didn't want to mess up my costume because I wanted to win the costume. I was so into dressing up and like costumes mm-hmm. and stuff. Plus, I thought the prize would be something huge, you know?
Right.
Because they kept giving little stuff away, you know, a wave runner.
A gift certificate to the tobacco barn.
Yeah, that was the only thing that they could have. Well, I want a skull. I don't even know.
Or an Avon gift card.
Yeah, but you've got to go. Yeah. So I really did think it was going to be a big prize. And I won the costume contest because I was really the only one that even took it seriously. Mm-hmm. And it was a poster from Sports Illustrated of scantily clad women.
Mm.
And as soon as they held it up and all my friends were like, no way. Like they were kind of envious. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, there's no way my parents are going to let me keep mm-hmm. that up in my room at all. And sure enough, I went home and I walked in and my dad was like, how'd it go? And I was like, I won the costume contest. And he was like, oh, cool. And I was like, this is what I won. And I pulled it up and it was that great like father-son moment where he and I've used this on my boys. Where he mm-hmm. said, do you think that is edifying? Do you think that's something that you should have up on your wall? And that, you know, because we had talked about guarding my eyes and guarding my heart. Same stuff I've talked with my boys about. So he did. He took it and he put it up in his closet to remind him of like, you know, like a little victory of like, that was a good father moment.
Oh, sure.
Where
yeah.
I protected my son from, mm-hmm. you know, like a memory, like a trophy.
How often did he look at the thing he protected you from?
He was in that closet a lot.
Yeah.
No, he
His
didn't.
His prayer closets.
Yeah. No, my parents listened to this. So it made two moves and then that was it. And then mm-hmm. it got lost in the third move. So there, that's it. But so all that to say is I was super into Halloween from the very beginning and my parents kind of encouraged it and stuff. So what about you?
Well, I have kind of an opposite upbringing. I was kind of in the middle though. My parents weren't like, you know, Halloween is evil and satanic and all that stuff. They're like, we're just not going to participate in it. It's not something that we want to do. But at the same time, I grew up in a little bit bigger of a town than you did. And so there were several churches that put on really great fall festivals. So I was allowed to go to those. I usually dressed up in my nativity costume from the Christmas before. So I had a really killer angel costume. I mean, set of wings with like the tinsel on the outside. My mom had cut out of cardboard. It was awesome. So, you know, it was fun, but at the same time, I also didn't ever really get to trick or treat. So fast forward to being a mom, we celebrated from the beginning. It's just so, I mean, not celebrated, but like dressed up. It's just so fun to have a little kid and like get to dress them up at little things. And I would do things where I would like coordinate with Dylan when he was a baby. So if he was Spider-Man, I was the big spider, you know, stuff like that. So, well, not the big spider, but like, you know.
Yeah, I saw photos. Teen,
like female spider.
Yeah. You guys could do that now.
We could. So, I mean, it started to be a fun thing once I had kids and we started celebrating it. But it was not – I'm still not into it. Like, I just don't like the dark side of things. I think I've just had too much interaction with, like, the yucky side of Earth, like, the yucky side of life and bad things happening. And so I'm just like, I like to focus on the good stuff. But I love dressing up. I love makeup. I love costumes. I love hair. I love, like, doing all of that. So – I still got Mason to dress up with me last year, and we did like a jack of spades. It was like melting on his face. It was really cool. Mm-hmm. So we still have a bunch of fun with it now. So I think it's just a balance, but I think it's a really hot button issue in the Christian community. So it's like, you know, we don't do Halloween because that's satanic and all that stuff. And I do see that side of things, but I also think just giving kids a perspective of like, it's not the thing that's necessarily evil. It's like the heart behind it and your intent. And so I think you can decorate your house and be silly and stuff as long as it's not, you know, putting too much attention on the yucky stuff. Like, you just keep it lighthearted and have fun. And I think it's an awesome opportunity to outreach with your neighbors. And I mean, last year we ended up sitting in the driveway with neighbors that we don't talk to any other time of the year. And we were sitting out across the street until, you know, 11 o'clock at night, just hanging out around their fire pit because it got chilly. And that was super fun. I wouldn't have gotten to meet them. We wouldn't have gotten to do that. So yeah. I think it's fun.
And I was grateful because I caught up with you guys, you know, after Xander's football game. And so I got to do the half round around our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Well, I've lived here a long time, but I'm so bad with names. And so it seems like everybody in this neighborhood knows me, mm-hmm. but I don't know their names. And so you saw an opportunity. So you went around and you got everybody's name, and it wasn't awkward because I wasn't there to where I should have known who they were. And so
yeah.
You're like, hey, I'm Bob Smiley's wife. You know, one day you might recognize me in an ice cream store, you know, but, you know, can I get your name?
Ice cream store fame.
Yeah. And so you actually wrote down their names in your phone and descriptions, which were hilarious to read later. Mm-hmm. We won't share those because I'm sure we have some of our neighbors listening. But it was really cool that you were blending in and kind of using the opportunity. But we did. We ended up sitting with, you have your notes. I can't remember what their names were. We ended up sitting on this little campfire on their driveway. Their son was there and was playing music. And it was just, it was a great, I mean, so it's not really an iffy moment. We both kind of agree that it really is the heart of, you know, a celebration. Like, what's the heart behind it? If it's to have a great time with your kids and, you know, dress up in weird, silly costumes and all that kind of stuff. You know, if we're out, you know, trying to vandalize and destroy and all that.
Again, really scare people, commit murder, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah. Again, you know, lots of fun. I forgot what my point was. No, that's, you know, I think
that's a point
on that. Okay, we're going to close this out. So here's the other thing that Sarah came up with. We were talking about, because Hawkins has a bit about when you run out of Halloween candy or you forget that it's Halloween. You know, he goes, I could tell the houses because I'd get like a bouillon cube. You know, like it wasn't really candy. And I've done that where I've, single dad, I would take my kids out for hours and I would leave candy on the front porch and it would run out quickly because, you know, kids were just coming up and just emptying.
Yeah, getting whatever.
But we were out, you know, doing the same thing really. And so I got to where, like, this is horrible, but there was a time where I didn't have M&Ms, but I had Advil, which is like the candy coated, like they kind of look like M&Ms.
You didn't do that. Don't tell that story.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying I was tempted.
Okay. I was like, do not tell that joke because people will think you're for real and a drug dealer.
But I didn't. I actually was looking for any
kind
of candy.
What's on your finger?
Huh?
What is that?
Oh, it's a spoon ring. I just found it on my desk.
Okay. It's like, that's really, gosh, loud and distracting.
It's a spoon. Mm-hmm. Riley Armstrong. I used to tour with this guy named Riley Armstrong.
What?
It's a running joke.
Is he Canadian?
It's a running joke between my wife and I, because I guess the first couple of times I mentioned him, I just said, hey, there was this guy I toured with named Riley Armstrong. And she was like, if you say there's a guy I toured with named Riley Armstrong one more time.
So of course that means that lit a fire under you and you say it every time.
Anyway, to answer your question, this guy, Riley Armstrong, that I toured with from Canada, he would stop at like Goodwill and buy these spoons and then cut them and melt them and make rings into them. So that's what that is.
Okay.
I used to have it on this finger until I fell off the mountain trying to save your kid. And I broke my finger to the point where it won't hold a ring. Okay, enough about poo moments.
How did you want to do reviews?
Oh, yeah, let's do reviews.
Want to redo a review real quick?
We're going to close with doing a taste test. Sarah has broken up chocolate, because I did grow up, and you grew up not really wanting to eat off-brand. Like, you wanted it to be name brand. There were people in our neighborhood that you thought you got Raisinets and you got deer droppings.
Oh, you knew. Now, that's disgusting, but you knew the houses. I bet I could ask you right now, or our listeners right now, you knew the houses handed out full-size candy bars.
Oh, yeah.
The couple that we visited with last year and ended up in their driveway and talking and all that, they were handing out full-size candy bars. So that will definitely be the first place that my kids would stop. Yeah, you don't want the fake stuff. So I was going to see if you could actually tell the difference between certain candies. So we'll do that in just 1 second. But first, I want to read our reviews. We got a really great review from old Jeffrey Ray. Jeffrey Ray says 5 stars and 5 wows.
Come on, JR.
I'm going to read it with a little bit of a twang, because I feel like anybody – they would put Jeffrey Ray. It's like a...
Come on now.
Sweet Home Alabama. He's like, oh, Bobby Ray. Remember her friend?
Jim Bob?
No, I was like, Bobby Ray. Oh, Bobby Ray. Anyway. Okay, so here's the review, Jeffrey Ray. Wow, 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 wow. And now a backwards wow, which I thought was pretty funny. Miss Shauna was an awesome guest. I laughed and she touched my heart. This is last week's episode, if y'all haven't heard it yet. Thank you for having her on, and thank her for being so honest. I will use the info from this podcast to help me and others. I haven't heard about Mike Warnke in a while. It was good to hear forgiveness and grace being given instead of burying a brother that slipped up. Thank you for another great podcast. This one I am going to save. Oh, wait. Bob and Sarah did their part too. LOL. Love you all. God bless you. P.S. Shauna Pierce needs a podcast.
He doesn't need a podcast, because...
She was such a natural, though. You can tell she's just a veteran, and she's just so warm and special to us off the stage, for sure. Okay, and then this other review is from Cacti Right Now, and we got into an argument yesterday about if it's plural or singular, and I meant to Google it, and I didn't. Is cacti plural or singular?
Yeah, I think cacti is singular, and cactus is plural, and you think the opposite. But
I think the opposite. I think cactus is singular and cacti is plural. Kind of like in Latin, that's how it is. Discipulus and discipuli.
Watch your language. I'm going to have to edit that. Okay, I'll look it up right after you tell me how to spell cacti.
C-A-C-T-I. Can I read the review?
Yeah, you read the review while I'm pulling this up.
Okay, Cacti Right Now says, awesome. You guys are awesome. Every week I count down until you post an episode. I love the Canada trivia from episode 42. Thanks for all you do. My favorite time to listen is when mowing the lawn, surprisingly. But you both are great and wholesome entertainment. One of us. And you guys have made my days 100% brighter. When I'm feeling down, I turn on this podcast and start to feel better. Even if someone isn't a Christian, you both know how to keep a crowd. I'm never bored with you guys. Thanks for all you do. That was from Cacti Right Now. That's really funny, because I feel better when I turn off this podcast.
That is true. We've had some of our better moments.
So if you guys have heard if you're listening and you heard your review, email us at hooklineandsmiley.com. Let us know who you are. Give us the secret signal, whatever that is. What's the secret signal, Bob? Something off of his office floor.
Yeah, something off my office floor.
Oh my goodness, babe, please stop doing that. It's making me, oh my goodness gracious.
This is so great, because we've talked about how
I know, but I
it's pretty clean though. Look at that. You can see the floor right there.
You actually can see part of the floor, which is new, but my Lanta.
So you'll get something. Could be anything. Could be.
Could be a spoon ring.
Could be a postcard.
Could
be a spoon ring. Could be bobber.
Could be a bobber.
It won't be my Fozzie Bear mask. Anyway, yeah, so that's cool. All right, do you want to come in here and give me the taste test?
I would love to come in there and give you a taste.
All right, I think we're almost at an hour, though, so you need to hurry. Hey, hit that face ripper. Oh, look. See, I was just getting ready to tell them, like, I never can, like, trust what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is so good. And I'm the one that's in Halloween. Okay, all so... right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to close my eyes. She's going to feed me
You're
going to
put candies. The mask on.
Oh, okay.
The ring light.
Oh, good. That'll keep me from being able to see anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. That's good.
You know, I can see totally through here.
What? I know you can see through there, but it's still hard to see.
Okay, but how are you going to feed me now?
You'll have to put it under your mask.
You did not think this.
Yes, I did. You'll have to put it, like, just lift your mask up okay. And put your... You know, like we
eat. All right, so to be fair, I will have my eyes closed. So she's bought candy, mm-hmm. And she's going to see if I can detect.
Okay, you ready? Candy number one.
Okay.
Oh,
that's easy.
Okay.
That's a candy corn.
Oh, don't show. No.
Not showing them?
No, don't do
can
that.
Can I see?
No.
That's candy corn.
Okay.
All right. This one's actually good. Some candy corn is like eating.
That's the same one you had last night.
Earwax. Oh, so as long as we're talking about that, here's the problem with last night.
You need to talk into the camera.
I still had my eyes closed.
Okay.
See, I'm fair. She gave me a bunch of chocolate stuff last night, and then she gave me a candy corn. So it tasted like a chocolate candy corn, but it threw me off. So
yes, that's why I did it before.
So
we
started
did.
With candy. So I got that one right. All right.
Okay.
That,
that's your favorite.
She knows I hate this stuff. That is a gummy bear that is overweight. That is an overweight gummy bear who has been, this is pre-hibernation. It is not.
What color was it? Can you tell?
Puke.
No.
This is like a Burt's every flavored bean, and I got puke. It's red. All right, I'm going to close my eyes, but show the people what color it is. Is it red?
It's yellow.
Oh, that's even the worst.
It is?
Flavor.
Oh, sorry.
All right, I can't finish that. You can finish that later.
Okay.
Ugh, I cannot stand any kind of jelly. Facade.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. You are not just.
What is it?
It is a gummy hippo. You've given me a gummy.
What color is it?
Elephant.
What color is it?
Well, it tastes like it's brown. It tastes very brown.
It's not brown.
It is. That is orange.
It was purple. Oh, doctor, please don't do that. That's so gross. It's not attractive at all.
All right, I can't finish that.
Okay.
It was really bad.
Okay, you ready for number four?
Yeah. Oh, okay, now we're getting good.
Chew it. What do you taste?
Oh, I'm getting almonds. That is a Hershey almond.
That is a Hershey almond.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Hershey definitely has a distinct chocolate.
That's a good.
Oh, hold on. Let me finish it up. All right, here we go.
Okay, you ready?
Oh. Okay. Feeding me the gummy bears early on has made me gun shy.
Yeah.
So the first thing that hit my mouth, it felt kind of gummy.
Mm-hmm.
But then it had something that the gummy bears don't have. It had flavor.
You have to trust me.
So it is, that is a Reese's peanut butter cup.
That is a Reese's peanut butter
cup. But it was a tiny piece.
It was a tiny piece.
Like a really small
piece. Like whiff of thin.
Whiff of thin.
Okay, we're going to change mask.
Okay.
Okay, come on.
This is harder to eat.
Yeah, you just have to lift it up. You just look better on camera that way. Oh, that's so good. Okay.
If you're just listening to the audio, you're really missing
out.
Waka, waka, waka.
Okay, you ready? Number six.
Okay. Oh, this is one of my favorite candy bars ever.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Get your hands off your face. It's freaky. When you touch your, it's like a really stressed out Fozzie Bear. What's the flavor? What do you?
You can't be stressed out when you have Butterfinger.
What do you taste?
I taste Butterfinger.
Butterfinger?
Mm-hmm.
That's Butterfinger.
Yeah, right. Don't act like it's not Butterfinger.
Okay, you ready for number seven?
Yeah.
You're getting your dessert in tonight.
By the way, ooh.
Mm.
Hang on.
What is it? What do you taste?
I taste
gummy, chocolate, hard candy. What do you taste?
It's crispy.
Okay.
So I'm going to say it's a, it's got a crispy taste to it, and it's chocolate. It's definitely chocolate.
Okay.
Can they hear me?
Yeah.
Is that a Kit Kat?
It's not a Kit Kat. You have another guess?
It's too small to be a Twix.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gooey enough to be Carmelo. Is it a normal candy bar?
Yeah.
Or is it like a specialty?
No. a normal candy bar.
It's like, I want to say good and plenty, but it didn't have the plenty part. It was very small. That's what I'm going to say.
It's a cookies and cream Hershey bar.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to say that's not too normal.
That's pretty normal. Well, it's easy to find.
It's really good.
Okay, ready? Number eight. This is number eight. Aren't you glad you only had two ice cream cones tonight?
We didn't need to say that. Edit at, I have no idea.
You can't edit.
When to edit. Oh, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that a Rolo?
It's not.
It's got some caramel in. Oh.
So you taste chocolate?
I taste chocolate.
What else do you taste?
Caramel. Do I detect a hint of nougat? There is a hint of nougat. That's a Three Musketeers.
It's a Three Musketeers.
Okay.
Nailed it. Okay, last one. Number nine. Can your kidneys stand it?
Yeah, I'm going back for more Butterfinger.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Set, go.
All right. Ooh, this is, it's definitely, I'm getting the hint of glue and taffy.
Okay.
Is it a Tootsie Roll?
It's not a Tootsie Roll.
Oh, it's just a caramel.
It is.
Oh, it's a caramel.
Good job.
I'm still getting a little bit of chocolate.
I think you got an 8 out of 9.
So, let's say this. Look how good you look.
Mm-hmm.
If you want us to try your candy and see if we can identify what it is, you can mail candy to P.O. Box 8723, The Woodlands, Texas, 77387.
Yeah.
Okay, I did pretty good in that.
You did pretty good, yeah.
And she changed the candy up. Oh, this really
these
is
need
purple.
To be thrown away. Yeah.
Those always That's need to be gross. Thrown away.
Throw it away.
Did you ever do this whenever you were in school?
No.
You're saying, I haven't even told you what it is yet.
I just, because I'm distracted by the nastiness that's going on right now. Just put it in the trash.
Okay.
No, put it in the trash.
Just one more taste.
No. All right, go.
When I was in Weatherford, it became popular that if you really liked a person, you would give them a gummy bear and you would lick it and it would stick to your shirt and it would stay there all day.
That's gross.
Did you?
No.
Okay. You were homeschooled.
I was homeschooled.
I gave myself another bear.
I ate gummy bears. I didn't stick them to people.
But that really was, man, that caramel's thick.
Yeah, it is thick. We're going to do apples later.
Apple. But we would. And then, so there were kids that looked like generals in the army because they had all the colors of gummy bears. Don't yawn. See, now
so they were the most popular kids.
They were the most popular. We were the most popular kids. Anyway, that's the end of Hook, Line, and Smiley, episode 44.
Episode 44.
Anything else to add?
It's an even number.
We're going to try.
And also divisible by 4.
And Prime.
No.
If you go on Amazon Prime,
okay.
You can find
You can find one of your DVDs.
You can find one of my DVDs. That's right.
Yep.
Anyway, I hope you guys are having a good week. Pray for us. We're going to try to figure out all this recording stuff.
Follow us on Hook, Line, and Smiley. On Instagram and look for our upcoming Zoom comedy specials that you can be a part of.
And I hope your week is full of woo moments
and not poo moments.
Bye. I thought that went okay.
Dude. You can't edit this. You can't edit this.